Welcome back in Inside the Huddle here on WILO 1570, 96.9 FM and Boone 102.7. Just a little bit of housekeeping for all of you that like to listen to the replay of Inside the Huddle. That will be starting at 5 o'clock throughout the holiday season, 5 o'clock on Sundays, because of the Christmas music at the TPA Park. So make sure you get out to the TPA Park and enjoy some of those Christmas lights and enjoy the Christmas music here on WILO. But just remember that Inside the Huddle replay will happen at 5 o'clock on Sundays throughout the holiday season. Let's get to our second guest. This is Nick Burlingame, the head coach of Clinton Central boys basketball in his first year. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We are doing well. Well, Coach, tell us a little bit about your journey to become the head coach at Clinton Central. Of course, this is your first year, but you've got some high school basketball coaching experience. So tell us a little bit about your journey to get here.
Sure. So, I started my coaching career at Lafayette Jeffs. And was able to work under, a great mentor, Scott Radiker. I was there for 5 years as the freshman and JV head coach. And just really, through learning from him, just, was able to gain a lot of knowledge on how to build a program. And, and then I was at Lakeland High School and Angola High School for a few years as well. And my wife and I moved back to the area. As a Purdue grad, we wanted to be back around this area. And, was thankful to get an opportunity at Clinton Central last year. And then the coaching position opened up, and, we're both really excited to be part of it.
Well, you start the season in a couple of days. You got a December 3rd matchup at Hamilton Heights, a 3A school. So you've kind of gotten to see everybody else get action, or at least we'll probably be in action today. And you got to take the first few days off and kind of see everybody else play and get your shoes under yourself. And so talk to us a little bit about the preseason and the team you guys have.
Yeah. So, we've had a really great fall. Guys really bought in, really from summer workouts to fall workouts, and here in these first few weeks, I think they're all just very anxious now to really get started. We're just very appreciative of the hard work that our players have given us. Obviously, Hamilton Heights is a heck of an opponent to start the season with. They'll challenge us in a lot of different ways, so we'll have to definitely be prepared.
Talk to us a little bit about the roster. Who are some guys that came out for the squad this year, and who are guys that you're looking for to kind of step up this season for you?
Yeah, so, just kind of looking at it, I really like the depth that we have from, our upperclassmen all the way down to our freshman class. I think with our seniors, we've been blessed with some good leadership with Cole Davison, who's going to play a big role for us this year. Cole's the type of kid who can, play in multiple different situations. He can play a little bit on the perimeter. He can play inside. Then you got a guy like Nate Wells and Clayton Stevens, who, they're just our workhorses, man. They're going to screen for us, rebound for us, great energy kids, do what we ask. Lawrence Lefebvre, another kid who I'm very excited about, who just, is willing to do whatever the coach is asking to do. Another kid who can play a little bit of inside, can play a little bit of out. Very versatile player. Our junior class, I'm very excited about these guys. Specifically with Creed Menon as our point guard. He's taken on a big leadership role for us. Anytime you're the point guard, you're going to be asked to do a lot of things. You're going to be challenged in a lot of different ways. And the coaching staff is going to be very demanding of you, and he's really, taking that role on, and we're appreciative of him. Amron Barrett, another kid who's just extremely athletic, works very hard, can do again a lot of things on the court from a defensive standpoint, from an offensive standpoint. We've got quite a few pieces, and we're trying to figure out exactly what that rotation will look like. And what we love to see in practice right now is guys that are competing. They're battling every day against each other, challenging each other to make each other better. And so we're excited about the group that we have, and we're really excited about our sophomore and freshman classes as well.
And, Coach, if they're anything like how they did during a football season and just their tenacity and their effort, a lot of those names sounding very familiar, best of luck on the upcoming season. It should be a wild and crazy one for sure. I know that there are rivalry games, and I know that there are important games on the schedule, like the Clinton Central Tournament over the holidays and everything like that.
Sure.
But as an incoming coach, when you were looking at the schedule, were there any games that you were especially excited about looking at it, whether it's an opponent of a familiar school or it's you get a chance to travel to a different gym? Looking at the schedule, what kind of games stick out for you just on a personal level as far as, oh, I can't wait for that game, or that game's going to be a lot of fun? Because we've got our rivalry games, but then we've got our own private interests as well. What games kind of stick out to you just on an individual level?
Well, obviously, you know, we're excited about all of them, but, you know, I think what makes Indiana high school basketball special is those, you know, those small community rivalries, right? And so, obviously, you know, you look at a team like Prairie, who's had a lot of success as of late, and actually looking forward to that matchup. When I was at Lafayette, Jeff, as the JV head coach, Coach Peckinpah was also the JV head coach there. So we've had a couple battles going back in the day. So, you know, I mean, that one obviously stands out. I think people, you know, really care about that game. So that would be a big one for me. I know we don't go at Frankfort this year, but anytime you get to play at a place like that, in an arena like that, you know, we'll be looking forward to doing that in the future. And, you know, really just, you know, I'd have to really look at the schedule and determine which ones, you know, really stand out to me. But I think we're excited about all of them. I think that's the biggest thing, is what we're trying to do as a staff is just inspire a belief from within with our players, and, you know, get them to understand that, you know, we expect to go out and win every game. Like, I know a lot of people don't, you know, probably project us to do those things, but that's a belief that we have to have in ourselves, and really just focus on doing the right things and preparing each day, focusing on our attitude, focusing on our energy, focusing on our effort, and then, you know, not so much focus on the results, but focusing on the process. And we believe that if we do those things, you know, the results will fall in our favor eventually.
And I think that's a fantastic attitude to have. You mentioned Coach Peckinpah, how you two coached together at Lafayette Jeff. Before our game most recently, Sam asked me for a word to describe him, and it was competitive. What word would you use to describe him? That we can have on the air, obviously. But sorry. I know how those coaching friendships and colleagues can work sometimes.
Oh, sure.
But kind of talk about that coaching fraternity, because if you're like him, and I look forward to meeting you in person, but if you're like him, competitive probably doesn't even scratch the surface.
I think that's a great word to describe. I mean, you know, he was at McCutcheon when I was at Lafayette, Jeff.
Oh, that's right. Sorry about that.
So there was a rivalry there, you know, and Jeff always wanted to beat McCutcheon. McCutcheon always wanted to beat Jeff. And there was a lot of great matchups. You know, Finnessy was at McCutcheon those years, and we had some great players. And there were some battles back and forth. And, you know, I think I just respect the way they went about things. I feel like they were always prepared. They were always ready to go. And, you know, I think we'll just look forward to competing against each other once again, for sure.
And I think that's going to be a thing that a lot of people in the community really are going to get excited about, is just those local rivalries. Kind of talk about growing up in this area as far as those local rivalries and everything, because I think that's something that it's all the kids have so much more communication, more access to get to know each other, and as much as it pains me to say this, a lot of them can become friends just through the travel circuit. Talk about your experiences growing up with that versus the not saying they're singing Kumbaya all the time, but kind of talk about your experiences with that.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, growing up and playing, it's definitely a different era. You know, like we didn't really like our rival schools very much. We didn't have a lot of good things to say, but I would say, you know, the way the game has evolved and with travel ball and stuff like that, obviously, guys develop relationships, and I think that's good. You know, like you know, you want to have a competitive spirit. You want to have a, you know, you want to go out and kick the other team's butt and lay it all on the line. But I think it's great that you can have a relationship outside of that as well. But for me, yeah, it's definitely a little different. You know, there was really not a lot of love lost between me and some of the opponents that I competed against. But I think in a way, that's the way it should be. You know, you look at some of the college rivalries, Purdue IU, for example. I love the fact that there's not a lot of love lost there, right? Like, they want to kick each other's butt, you know, and that's the way it should be. I think that's what makes it fun. And so, you know, we're really excited about going out and competing and battling. And, you know, we're going to play with an edge. We're going to play with a chip on our shoulder and try to go out and prove ourselves every single day.
Well, Coach, let's talk about the upcoming schedule in the final few minutes before we wrap this up. We start with Hamilton Heights and then Fountain Central. What do you know about those two squads, and how are you kind of preparing for the first game of the season?
Yeah, so, you know, we were fortunate to be able to watch a little bit of the film on Heights. You know, we played them this summer. Just an overall really tough team. I mean, I just think they can do a lot of things that put you in a lot of tough situations. They're just very skilled. 1 through 5, you know, like, so it makes it really difficult when you got 5 guys on the floor that can pretty much handle it, shoot it, drive it, and just very fundamental. So they've done an excellent job of building that program. You know, we were able to play Louisville film, and obviously that's a heck of an opponent for them to start the year off as well. So, you know, we'll take what we can from that, and we played them this summer. But I think ultimately it comes down to, you know, it might be a little bit of coaches speak, but early on in the season, especially focusing on us and making sure we're developing the habits that we want to develop that lead to success. And again, focusing on energy, effort, attitude, and just preparing every day. And I think that's one of the things that our guys will understand, is that we will be prepared for each opponent. Doesn't mean it's always going to go our way, but we'll be prepared. We'll be ready. We'll be excited, and we'll represent Clinton Central in a positive way.
And then your first home game is against Madison Grant on Saturday, next Saturday, and we'll have that game on Hoosierland TV, so we're excited for that one. Good luck this week in your first week here at Clinton Central for the first few games, and we're looking forward to covering your game next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it. And like I said, we're excited for the season and excited to represent Clinton Central.
Thank you, Coach. It's Nick Burlingame, the head coach of the Clinton Central boys basketball team. We'll have quarter number 3 coming up right after this on Inside the Huddle.
In these days when every dollar counts, Winske Brothers is here to put more money back in your wallet. Whether you're coming from Lebanon, Delphi, Tipton, or beyond, Winske's is worth your while. Winske's offers metal recycling, industrial hauling and waste removal, new and used steel sales, and more. And at Winske Brothers, customer service is second to none. Winske's is fully insured with no purchase minimum to serve all customers, large and small.
Hi, I'm Jim from Winske Brothers. We hope to see you soon at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or check us out at WinskeBrothers.com or on Facebook. We appreciate your business.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the Free For All, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierlandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This holiday season, Join us for a magical night you won't forget with Macaulay Culkin live on stage following a screening of the Christmas classic, Home Alone.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
Macaulay Culkin will share stories from his career and answer your questions in person at the Marat Theater at Old National Center December 5th. A limited number of VIP tickets include a post-show photo op. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
Today it's going to be mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 27. Tonight, chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy and a low of 12 with single-digit wind chills. Sunday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 26. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County DailyNews.com.
Back now on Inside the Huddle, Sam Word alongside Kyle Etherington. We want to thank you for tuning in to this edition of Inside the Huddle. It's brought to you by Winsky Brothers. Now on the line for quarter number three, we've got Jennifer Jacoby, the head coach of the Rossville Lady Hornets. They are 3-1 early in the season and looking forward to a matchup against Western Boone here in a few days. Coach, how are you doing today?
Oh, living the dream. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Let's talk about the first little part of the season, the first month of the season, because we're through the first month of the season, if you can believe that, through the first four games. So, yeah, just talk about what you've seen from your squad so far. You're 3-1 with wins against Delphi, Eastern, and Clinton Prairie, and then a loss to Fountain Central.
I think so far so good. You know, it kind of threw us into a craziness at the beginning of the season. We lost Faith and Weibo early because, you know, obviously they went to the state finals in volleyball. And I think losing, you know, game, there's nothing like game experience. You know, they get tired of practices. I mean, I know I get tired of yelling at them every day in practice, and they get tired, I'm sure, of hearing me every day in practice. So, you know, just to be able to, I mean, the next 2 weeks we play, what, Tuesday, I think Thursday, Saturday, the next, like, six games in the next 2 weeks. So, we're going to get plenty of experience in, you know, coming up. But I think overall we're playing well. Last year we peaked the second game of the season, so we definitely have not done that yet, which is a blessing. But overall we're doing really well. You know, we have a few new kids. Avery Layton had 14 rebounds against Prairie the other day, and that you don't see very often. She's definitely getting a lot better. You know, she didn't play last year. You know, she focused on softball, and obviously, we're thankful she came back out this year. And Ava, you know, she's been playing extremely well. She has to do an awful lot for us. You know, she brings the ball up the floor. She sets the screen. You know, we count on her to rebound, and we count on her on the defensive end. And then Allie Elliott's been playing extremely well, scoring, I think, a couple games. But overall, the younger kids, the Pascal girl, she's been playing, you know, this is her first time playing really all varsity, and she's been hitting some really big shots for us. We just need to get stronger as a team. You know, Prairie came out and pressed us in the beginning of the game, and, you know, we struggled until we finally, you know, get your feet under you and you understand that don't just automatically put it on the floor and take off, you know, see what you got. It's just little things. Fundamentally, we just have to get a lot better.
And some of that is so difficult to recreate in a practice setting. Like you said, you have to get on there and play an actual game against another team. And so you see different looks, and then you're able to kind of work through those issues. And you were able to do that against Clinton Prairie, coming out with a 43-30 victory. Talk about that game a little on Tuesday and obviously the adjustments that you had to make and how you were able to come out with a victory.
Yes, I think they're just so scrappy. I mean, they were all over the place. They play so hard. I mean, I wish our girls, you know, I mean, we're getting there, you know, just to leave it all out there. But, again, I think us having to count on Ava to bring the ball up the floor and to get us set up and everything else we have to do, well, I got to get somebody else that's going to help her out and do that. And, you know, I think we started off in man and we went to zone, and I think that helped. Defensively, we have to get better. We don't defend real well. We have a tendency to run out on people, and they run right by us, and that's kind of a problem. So you know, we just got to do better fundamentally is, you know, closing out and adding, you know, switching up some defenses a little more because we got some really, really good teams coming up. You know, obviously Sheridan, they have a D1 kid on their team, and it's a conference game. And, you know, just Weebos, they're extremely scrappy from what I've watched on film. North White's always a good game. So this week's going to be challenging, but I think Clinton Prairie then again being a conference game and they're a sectional now. So we probably are going to get to see them again because they're a very good team. They play extremely hard, and I think her rebounding is just unbelievable. And she's so strong. Her upper body is ridiculous. So I got to get her more involved as well.
And, Coach, you talked about switching from a man to a zone. Two things about that zone that I kind of wanted to hear your thoughts on, because number one, down low, you had Ava Burkel, Avery Layton, and then you had Elliot down there covering a great deal of the court. And then the second part of it, you had three guards in particular. You had Autumn Pascal, you had Victoria Vanderwall, and then you had Cadence Roby. For any team, that would be a daunting task because a lot of times I think coaches, they have a 2-3 zone, but they don't really exploit it the way I thought your girls did, because I thought the amount of court coverage that your team got, especially in the second half, made it very difficult for Prairie to get any type of shot that wasn't a contested three-pointer or a double team when they drove into the lane.
Yes, we're extremely athletic. Our kids, I mean, a lot of them are three-sport athletes. We're long, you know, and if I could just get them to keep their hands up all the time, not just randomly, that would be huge. You know, we're working on that, obviously. But, Mara, I mean, Victoria Vanderwall might be the fastest kid I've ever coached in my entire life. I mean, that kid is probably going to be a D1 soccer player and just is all over the place. Now, if I could get her to slow down on offense and play fast on defense, that would be a dream. But, you know, I mean, just Ava, sometimes, though, I think we're going to get in trouble because we try to block every shot, and that's something we got to get better at. You know, not trying to just automatic. I mean, we do. I mean, Ava had four blocks, you know, but sometimes she's going to miss and going to get – I can't ever have her in foul trouble. And I know she had two early, and I looked at her and I said, you get another one, it's over. So, you know, it's just, again, discipline. You know, I think we are so – we are quick. You know, I wanted to trap some more, you know, when the ball went to the corners, and sometimes we forget, you know, to go there and trap, and then we always, you know, we like to double down on the post. So we got lucky. You know, they missed some shots, and, you know, they did drive on us. They still got into the paint a little more to my liking, but too much for my liking. But, you know, I think we're getting better. Again, I think you got to be able to change when it's not going well for you, and they definitely did a better job in the second half with that 2-3 zone.
And in our conversations together, I always try to keep it a little bit, not too intense, because you and I have talked several times privately about just how intense of a basketball person that you are. I mean, I'm not saying that you've got reason to be or anything, because you do. given everything that you've done in basketball, how do you kind of bring the girls in on that? Because it's not like you're bringing Lynn Dunn to practice every day or anything like that, but what in your past experience are you kind of given to the girls as far as kind of motivating them, telling them this is how it's done and this is how you do it the right way?
Oh, wow. You know, I mean, basketball was I mean, that's all I wanted to do. And, you know, I got kids that are three-sport athletes, you know, obviously volleyball, you know, on the volleyball sectional this year, and softball, you know, it's on a whole league of their own.
Yeah, you've got the starting infield on your team, basically.
Yeah, and just trying to keep them, you know, I mean, I try not to burn them out during the summer. You know, for me, that's all I wanted to do, and I know it's not like that anymore. I mean, these kids have so many more opportunities, you know, to play in different leagues and tournaments, and And I think just trying to keep them focused and engaged, I mean, I think it's important. You know, we took Wednesday and yesterday off, and now this morning they're probably going to die. But, you know, I think it's just keeping them involved. We try to, I mean, I'm going to take them to an IU game this year. I'm going to take them to a Purdue game. Getting them to see the big picture. You know, it's not always going to be fun. It's not always, you know, it's just staying engaged. And as long as we get better every game and we get better, you know, we continue to practice and play well with each other and learn about each other, I think that's what it's all about. I want it to be a good experience for them. You know, I think, you know, we have a different sectional this year. It's more of, you know, with Clinton Central, with Carroll, it's kind of back to how it used to be when, you know, we were playing Frankfurt and all these other teams. And I think that's kind of exciting. You know, I think I try to, you know, we have every opportunity to win a sectional again this year if we're playing to the best of our abilities. And just trying to, it's such a long season. You know, I mean, you start in November and you end in February. Well, yeah. So trying to keep them engaged, trying to make it fun, but knowing every, you know, just making sure every practice they're getting better and understanding what, you know, I can't, there's no way I could coach like I used to coach. I know that. I tried times and it's like, I don't, kids are different. I mean, the kids are, they're not like I was. So it's just finding that balance and making sure they're learning and getting better every practice and we're getting better every game.
Well, you got your next game on Tuesday against Western Boone. We talked about that a little bit, but let's kind of dive into that one. And how are you guys preparing for that game? And how are you looking to come out of there with a win?
You know, I watched a couple films. They've done a boxing one. They've played an all man. They've done, you know, played zone. So we're going to have to be prepared for anything. I think they're very scrappy. They beat us last year at Weibo. You know, we're just coming off a big win against Faith, and I think we had a major meltdown and letdown. You know, so we have to make sure that doesn't happen. But this, again, is a team that plays extremely hard. They're kind of a lot like Prairie, I think, where they just are all over the place. You know, they're going to press some. So I think we have to get better because we're going to be pressed the rest of the year after. If anybody sees that Clinton Prairie film, that's something that we definitely have to get better at, and we have to get Ava some help.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, and we're looking forward to covering a few of your games this year on Hoosierland TV. And thanks for calling in, Coach.
Well, we appreciate all you guys do. You do a great job, and thank you.
That has been Jennifer Jacoby, the Rossville girls basketball coach. We'll be right back with quarter number four here on Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Winsky Brothers.
If you're from Clinton County, you probably already know about Winsky Brothers' incredible customer service. But Winsky's is also eager to serve Lebanon, Tipton, Lafayette, and beyond. Winsky Brothers offers industrial hauling and waste removal, roll-offs, and new and used steel sales. And with Winsky's recent improvements, dropping off metal for recycling is easier than ever and puts more dollars back in your wallet. Winsky Brothers, the easy solution for industrial waste removal and metal recycling. Visit WinskyBrothers.com or find them on Facebook.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. We are your community. For screening, treatment, and survivorship support, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit GoTo.org.
Back now on Inside the Huddle, Sam Word alongside Kyle Etherington as we work to get Coach Austin Faulkner on the line. Still waiting for him to get in here, and the Clinton Central wrestling coach. But we've got plenty of basketball that we can talk about until then. We had a great game on Wednesday for our boys basketball season opener, Frankfurt versus Clinton Prairie. We saw Jake McGraw go for 30 points in that game. Just a really impressive performance by Clinton Prairie in that one.
Well, I think the couple of things that kind of stuck out, number one is you've got a group of players that have got a lot of experience, and They did a wonderful job of really kind of putting it all together. You had McGraw doing it from not just the outside at times, but definitely trying to get inside into the block area, trying to establish himself in the post. And he was also able to knock several free throws down on a big, big performance for him. And I think he was our Hoosierland TV player of the week and everything, player of the game, rather. And it was almost a difficulty trying to figure out which family member he was going to take the picture with, because I think he had just about anybody and everybody there to see him. I think the second thing that they did a very, very good job of is driving the ball to the basket. And we already talked about McGraw just a little bit, but you've got several guards that are going to make a splash this year in there for the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Going to be a fantastic season to watch them grow.
Yeah, and Frankfort did a great job in that game, but they, in that second half, just could not stick with McGraw and Alex Farley, and so it was a great game for both squads to kind of start the year. But again, you talked about it, Jake McGraw getting going, and then you talked about Alex Farley as well. The way those two were able to get going in that game, and we're excited to continue watching them grow. But now we're going to talk a little bit of wrestling, and we've got Coach Faulkner from Clinton Central on the line. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are doing well. We're excited to talk some wrestling with you. Let's talk about your squad and how you guys have gotten a good start to the season.
You know, we've got good numbers this year and a really class. We're being led by two seniors with Caleb Belcher and Blaine Primo. They're doing a fantastic job in the weight room, in the wrestling room, and leading these younger guys through a pretty tough program. You know, we've got a deep tradition with our program that goes all the way down into the elementary wrestling club. We have hundreds of kids wrestling right now at Clinton Central, so things are looking very good.
Well, that's great to hear. We've talked with a couple of wrestling coaches this year, and just the growth that we've seen in wrestling in Clinton County especially has been just so good to see. Talk about that a little bit and kind of your experience with that.
Yeah, well, it changed the state tournament as far like the path to the state finals changed. I think it was like around 2002, and we went from 5 and 6 school sectionals to these big 10 and 12 school sectionals. And wrestling is not classed, so we're piled in with Carmel and Westfield and Hamilton Southeastern, like that's our sectional. So we are the low man on the totem pole, and you have to do something at the elementary level to these kids started earlier to ensure that they can compete when it comes time for when they're in high school. And I've really invested a lot of time in our elementary wrestling club, Coach Menon. Colton Menon, who's my assistant, Matt Menon, who helps at the junior high level, and Michael Griffey, who's at the junior high level. We've put in a lot of extra time focusing on our elementary to get these kids to fall in love with the sport, and then by the time they get through middle school, then let's get serious and let's get good. And we've been able to go over to our sectional and compete. No, we've had sectional champions, and we've gotten kids through to the regional. We've had regional champions, and you know, with Rossville and with Noah, having a state champ last year, it's paying off. And the other schools in the county doing this as well, and that's what you have to do to compete.
And Coach, one thing in particular that thinking of wrestling in my younger and more vulnerable years in middle school, going through our wrestling unit, I was always so good when it came to escaping, getting out of the hold, but the problem is I would always try to run off the mat. Kind of talk about the scoring system, because I think a lot of people want to get into wrestling, but when they go into a match, they understand the concept of the pin, but I think just kind of the scoring system in general, kind of run through that really quick, and to tie it back to your team, what is your team probably, what is the thing that your team does the best at? And hopefully it's not running off the mat like what I did in PE when I was younger.
Right. Up until this year, it had been pretty standard. You know, 2 points for a takedown. You get 1 point for an escape. You can get a reversal, which is where you trade positions on the mat, and that was 2 points. And then you had near fall or a near pin, and you get so many points for so many seconds. Well, this year they changed. We've adopted the college system of points, so now you get 3 points for a takedown. Reversals stay the same, and escape stays the same. But then on your near fall or near pin, you get 2 points for 2 seconds, 3 points for three, and 4 points for four. So, you know, a good takedown to the back, you could be up in the match 7-0 right off the bat. So our focus, ever since I was in high school at Clinton Central, has always been we're going to be our best on our feet. We are going to be better. And my focus hasn't changed, and we are. I mean, we are very good. That's our best position, is on our feet. And I think that the new scoring will kind of lean our way, will be in our favor, because it's just what we've always done. And finally, it's going to pay off for us.
And I think that's fantastic that they finally adopted the college scoring system, just because I think there's a little bit more freedom there. Although I'm still a little bit bitter that the escape is only worth 1 point. I'd think that my escapes would be worth 2 or 3 or even 5 points now, but that's another thing entirely. Talk about your youth program, and with this being the first year that girls wrestling has been sanctioned by the IHSAA, kind of talk about the amount of young ladies that are involved in the program as well, all from top to bottom, because I think that's something that when I was in high school, it was... I don't want to say it was a novelty or anything like that, but it was kind of like, oh, that's cool. I didn't know, because we had a couple of young ladies wrestle when I was in school. But kind of talk about now that the IHSA has sanctioned girls wrestling in the state.
Yeah, it just gives them another avenue to compete. You know, you might not have those kids that can go and get in the pool and be competitive, or you might not have the girl that has the height that can go play basketball, but they want to compete, and they want to be a competitor. Wrestling gives them that option. And now that they have sanctioned just girls, where it's girls wrestling girls, it kind of leveled the playing field. I mean, there were some anomalies. There were some girls that were having some success in the boys program, you know, but now it's an even playing field, and they can really excel. Numbers have jumped in wrestling in general because of the girls. You know, our elementary club, we just got done with registration a week ago, and we have 66 or 68 kids in our elementary school that are wrestling. And that's only from kindergarten through fourth grade. So we're just a Class A school. So that's a majority of our elementary kids are wrestling. And we have probably close to a dozen girls in that group. Most of them have already been doing it for 2 or 3 years. So the future at Central for girls wrestling looks pretty good. We're just not there yet. We don't have any of the older kids, middle school or high school level. We don't have any girls. But at the elementary side, we've got several.
And Coach, let's talk about your schedule for the year and what you guys are looking forward to. When do you guys get started, and what are you guys looking forward to for the schedule?
We kick off next Wednesday. We wrestle 11 at our place, and then travel up to North White on Saturday for a Super 6. You know, our schedule is pretty conducive to the level of competition that we have to offer. So, you know, obviously the goal is to win. You know, I tell our boys all the time that's the only fun thing about wrestling, winning. It's a tough sport. The condition levels are really, really high. But as far as our schedule goes, my boys have set goals. You know, probably one of the most common goals from year to year is 20 dual meet wins. A couple of years ago we had 26. So, and then last year we didn't have quite as many. But that's the goal, is 20 dual meet wins, and let's get to the state at sectional time and get as many through as we can get through.
One thing that I've always enjoyed about wrestling is some of these kids are just absolute monsters, and it's been fun for me just kind of sitting on the sidelines because I know I'm safe there. But one thing in particular, not to play into too many stereotypes about elementary kids, but you've got a majority of your kids in the elementary wrestling. Talk about that being just a great avenue for the kids to, because when you're younger, you want to wrestle, you want to jump on your buddy and things like that, that oftentimes get you in trouble and lose recess time. To kind of talk about how that has overall been a very good thing as far as giving kids an avenue to kind of work out some of that aggression that, you know, I'm not going to say that I got in trouble very much, but that young kids kind of, you know, have a tendency to get in trouble with for pushing your buddy or doing something like that.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. And sometimes you find that gem of an athlete that maybe didn't know he was an athlete, that, like you said, might be in trouble for being too rowdy in the classroom or, you know, at recess on the playground. And then you can teach them the discipline to control that and turn it on and turn it off on the wrestling mat. And they end up being one of the most best behaved kids in the classroom because they understand the discipline side of it. And it's been great. It's been great for our kids. They are constantly around our high school wrestlers. And, you know, I don't know if you remember when you were a kid, you leapt to those kids like they were your idols.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then all of a sudden they're in the practice room coaching and helping these little guys. It's a fantastic family atmosphere. We literally do everything together twice a week. We have the little kids in and the high school kids help. So they also run our elementary club meets. The high school kids come and they ref it and they run scoreboards and they help with getting matches set up and matches ready. So it's just one giant family, and our little kids absolutely love it. And I think that's one of the reasons that our numbers are so high. And we keep drill time short, to keep their attention, and we keep moving things quickly, and hopefully they can learn some skill sets along the way. By the time they become middle school kids at the fifth grade level, that they're ready to get serious, and most of them are. Most of them that we've had come through the club, this junior class that we have right now, is the first group through our elementary club that. They started in fourth grade, and they're now juniors. And there's 12 of them, and that's my biggest class. And probably between the 12 of them, they've got several hundred wins under their belt as individuals together, you know, collectively. Like they're the meat and potatoes of our whole group right now. But it just goes to show you that what we're doing is paying off.
That's great to hear. Talk about that just a little bit more before we wrap up, is how your high school guys have stepped up and taken on those leadership roles for not just the younger kids in the wrestling program in the high school level, but also the elementary level and the middle school level. Because I know for some kids, that's just not them. They don't want to have everybody looking at them and doing all that. But it sounds to me like your guys have really stepped up and embraced those leadership roles.
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, and we're constantly talking about that, you know, holding each other accountable, being accountable yourself, being responsible, and part of our program is volunteering your time and helping with the elementary club. And there's all different facets of that. You know, you don't have to be the guy that's out in the middle of the mat refereeing a little kid's match. You can be the guy that's running the scoreboard. You could be the guy that's helping getting matches ready. You can be the guy that's only showing up on Mondays and Wednesdays in the practice room where you're not in front of everybody. So it kind of caters to all of the different personalities that we have within our group. And we have guys that they're literally there for every single thing because they went through it and they know what it takes. They know the type of work and the type of effort that that we have to put into it, and they're all in.
Well, Coach, we want to thank you for joining us today on Inside the Huddle, and good luck to you guys this season.
I appreciate it.
That has been Austin Faulkner, the Clinton Central wrestling coach. That does it for another edition of Inside the Huddle. Join us next week from 9 to 10, where we interview some more coaches and break down some more local sports for you. And join us for the Hoosierland TV Game of the Week tonight, Rossville versus Western Boone. And then we'll have a couple of games of the week for you, both in girls basketball and boys basketball next week that you won't want to miss. And remember, the replay of Inside the Huddle is at 5 o'clock on Sunday instead of 7 o'clock. So if you want to re-listen to Inside the Huddle, join us at 5 o'clock on Sunday for that replay. For Kyle Etherington, I'm Sam Wirt saying so long, everybody.